This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information and to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recorded by Chip in Tampa, Florida on February 2nd, 2006. The Adventures of Pinocchio by C. Colodi, translated by Carol Della Chiesa. Chapter 15. The Assassins Chase Pinocchio, Catch Him, and Hang Him to the Branch of a Giant Oak Tree. As he ran, the marionette felt more and more certain that he would have to give himself up into the hands of his pursuers. Suddenly, he saw a little cottage gleaming white as the snow among the trees of the forest. If I have enough breath left with which to reach that little house, I may be saved, he said to himself. Not waiting another moment, he darted swiftly through the woods, the assassins still after him. After a hard race of almost an hour, tired and out of breath, Pinocchio finally reached the door of the cottage and knocked. No one answered. He knocked again, harder than before, for behind him he heard the steps and the labored breathing of his persecutors. The same silence followed. As knocking was of no use, Pinocchio, in despair, began to kick and bang against the door as if he wanted to break it. At the noise, a window opened and a lovely maiden looked out. She had azure hair and a face white as wax. Her eyes were closed and her hands crossed upon her breast, with a voice so weak it could hardly be heard, she whispered, "No one lives in this house. Everyone is dead." "Won't you at least open the door for me?" cried Pinocchio in a beseeching voice. "I am also dead."
"Dead? What are you doing at the window then?"
"I am waiting for the coffin. Take me away." After these words, the little girl disappeared, and the window closed without a sound. "Oh, lovely maiden with azure hair," cried Pinocchio, "open, I beg of you. Take pity on a poor boy who is being chased by two assassins." He did not finish, for two powerful hands gripped him by the neck, and the same two horrible voices growled threateningly, "Now we have you." The marionette, seeing death dancing before him, trembled so hard that the joints of his legs rattled and the coins tinkled under his tongue. "Well," the assassins asked, "will you open your mouth now or not?" "You do not answer. Very well, this time you shall. Taking out two long, sharp knives, they struck two heavy blows on the marionette's back.
Fortunately for him, Pinocchio was made of very hard wood, and the knives broke into a thousand pieces. The assassins looked at each other in dismay, holding the handles of their knives in their hands. "I understand," said one of them to the other. "There is nothing left to do now but to hang him." "To hang him," repeated the other. They tied Pinocchio's hands behind his shoulders and slipped the noose around his neck, throwing the rope over the high limb of a giant oak tree. They pulled until the poor marionette hung far up in space. Satisfied with their work, they sat on the grass waiting for Pinocchio to give his last gasp. But after 3 hours, the marionette's eyes were still open, his mouth still shut, and his legs kicked harder than ever. Tired of waiting, the assassins called to him mockingly, "Goodbye till tomorrow. When we return in the morning, we hope you'll be polite enough to let us find you dead and gone with your mouth wide open." With these words, they went. A few minutes went by, and then a wild wind started to blow. As it shrieked and moaned, the poor little sufferer was blown to and fro like the hammer of a bell. The rocking made him seasick, and the noose, becoming tighter and tighter, choked him little by little. A film covered his eyes. Death was creeping nearer and nearer, and the marionette still hoped for some good soul to come to his rescue, but no one appeared. As he was about to die, he thought of his poor old father, and hardly conscious of what he was saying, murmured to himself, "Oh, Father, dear Father, if you were only here." These were his last words. He closed his eyes, opened his mouth, stretched out his legs, and hung there as if he were dead. So, yeah.